And then the pirate said, "We're going to eat your cousin alive if you don't give us the medallion." And I was like, "Never!" But what they didn't know is Cousin Lorelei had laser vision, right? So she used it to make the mast explode, and the pirate started going nuts. And the whole ship was exploding. She's telling them to go to hell while I'm trying to set myself free from the net. And that's when I woke up. I think I've been watching too many of those Caribbean movies. Wait, are you okay? What happened to you here? Here. This. A dream. I know I've featured in many nightmares, but you're the first to think I was a dream. No. I am all too real. You may remember me as that girl at school. Wednesday Adams. I've come here because I have a proposition for you. No, I am not trying to purchase your soul. I've been told I'm not supposed to buy those from the other students anymore. It's a shame, too, because I was building quite the collection. Your sailors are gone, too. Where, tried to swim away when your submarine crashed on the bottom. You were left behind. Wait, please, don't get up. Here, feel around with your right hand. I left you a flashlight. I found it in the dry part of the nose. Just be careful. And when you see me, don't act too surprised, okay? Hi. Wait, be careful! Stop moving! You're going to tilt out! That's right. Get your balance. You're okay now. Just lie back. I know, this is odd. And your head is probably swimming.
Oh, welcome, dear. What brings you here, darling? Lotion, potion, commotion? A reading. Oh, I see. Now that I think about it, Here you are. Oh, you will have to forgive me, darling. I had to sprinkle you with a bit of water from Lake Superior because I see that there is a sort of wait upon you.
I try to explain, but it seems that no one can truly understand. I'm grateful you try to, Sir Knight. And that's just what I mean. Well, Relationships are a type of fire. We both need to fuel. What one puts into relationship is what one receives from it. Effort is needed to keep the fire alive. Where both parties understand that in order to keep warm, one must tend to the other. So you see, there is fire within us. There is love for both of us. But I don't want any suitors to snuff out our flame. I love you too, but I don't know what I shall do.
Skin burnt by fire or scalded by steam looks wrinkled like a toadstool in winter. Certain smells are one-off. You never mistake burning human flesh from roasting a lamb chop.
Born in the long century I was, Alice. Picture me, Madame Devage, knitting away as deserving heads roll from the guillotine. Ah, those were good days.
Yes, I am Sherlock Holmes. Consulting detective, to be specific. Oh, you're a fan? Always nice to meet someone who appreciates my work, but there are two types of fans. Catch me before I kill you, type A, and my bedroom's just a taxi right away, type B. Which one I think you are? Average height, slightly overweight, the undistinguished halitosis of a single man, the right sleeve of an internet porn addict, crumpled shirt, never took the precaution of good clothing, shoes that haven't been cleaned for months, indicating signs of tight work schedule or unemployment, symptoms of loneliness and isolation, probably yearning for companionship. I'd say you're type B. I don't think you're type B. I know so. And I know it because I can see it on you.
Oh, hi. Shit! You weren't supposed to look up just now. You were supposed to look up a minute ago when I was all scary and gross and hovering in the dark. Shit, shit, shit. You're not even a little scared? Shit. Yeah, I know. I'm not really good at being scary. I got the shittiest death for inspiring terror. What do I mean? Don't you watch movies? However you look when you die, that's how you look as a ghost. That's why I'm wearing charred rags, which frankly, barely cover anything at all. You're not even bothered by me being a ghost? You were looking for ghosts? Oh man, just my fucking luck. I got a believer.
I was doing crowd work near the ring when you fell. It looked bad. I think my heart stopped. Are you okay? Really? God, I'm so glad. It was just so far. I think I'd get the stuffing knocked out of me after a fall like that.
Well, sure. Dancers and Harlequins are full of stuffing. That's why we're so bendy.
Did you know we have a life-size robot in the shipping department who can't transform anymore? And a Barbie in the mailroom who can't bend her knees at all? And we have not one, but three sentient dinosaurs with overbites. They work the assembly line. Sir, you haven't laughed until you've seen lisping reptiles with teeny tiny arms trying to assemble toys on a conveyor belt.
What's my defect, sir?
I can't wait for her to get home. Making pumpkin pie isn't as easy as it sounds. She's here. She's home. Right. Just like I practiced. Around the corner. Yeah. Behind the counter.
It's gonna be great.
All right. Now. Hey. Welcome home, pumpkin. How was work?
What? Am I not supposed to greet you with a smile? New apron. Why, yes, it is. Ain't it cute?
I figured it'd help motivate me to start cooking more often, and look. I've already started making pumpkin pie from scratch.
Oh, what has the world become to? But you know, I can't tell people about it. Because every time they say something that makes me sad, or I get really mad at them, and I look bad. Like, I finally trust them. And after some time, I finally build up the courage to open my mouth and tell them about it. But then when I do, I tell them about my autism, and they get mean or they say something stupid like, "Oh, that's a neurological disease that girls don't get." Or, "How can you be autistic if you have 2 bachelor's degrees?" Or, "Oh, my 5-year-old son has autism and you're nothing like him, so you clearly don't have it." But I'm not a 5-year-old boy. I'm a 24-year-old woman dealing with arrogant, self-centered, stupid people like them.
No, I... Thanks, honey. Sorry.
I cast magic missile!
Oh, what a fine kettle of fish that was. And to think those pirates could have annihilated you like that. You've got to pay more attention at sea, lad. Oh, you're welcome, darling. And oh, silly me. I haven't introduced myself yet. My name is Sakura Puakai, class 15 sea elf wizard of the fathoms you sail above. How you dreamt of sheer polyester, and how you prayed for it not to smother all of my secrets. How you used the petticoat of my summer gown to clean your glasses as if I was your handkerchief. Well, it wasn't until today that I realized that I was just that. Folded neatly in your pocket, tucked away for a rainy day. I wonder who dries your tears now.